The Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 29th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Millions of Florida residents faced a harrowing night as wind, rain, and storm surge from Hurricane Ian pounded the southwestern coast and moved inland on a path toward Orlando, knocking out power to more than 1.8 million customers statewide so far. That from the New York Times. The Times reports a storm surge of up to 12 feet submerged cars, knocked over houses, and trapped residents near where the hurricane came ashore, west of Fort Myers. Some places remain too dangerous for water rescue. Ian is among the most powerful storms to strike the U.S. in decades. Governor Ron DeSantis said it will go down as one of the strongest storms in Florida history. For the record, it was just shy of a Cat 5 status when it made landfall. Meantime, in an appeal to the public as Ian barreled toward Florida, an advocate for persons with disabilities urged the public to consider checking in with neighbors, friends, and family members who may benefit from a helping hand.
In a column in the Tallahassee Democrat published the morning before the then Category 4 storm made landfall in southwest Florida, Mandy Bianchi with Ability First, a support organization for persons with disabilities, shared those who are vulnerable have a lot more to consider during hurricane preparedness, including obstacles such as getting emergency notification and transportation, evacuation, sheltering, access to medications, refrigeration, and backup power.
For people who need oxygen or a CPAP machine or anything along those lines, if we lose power, that is really a frightening situation for people who rely on those type of devices.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, one in four adults in Florida has a disability. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And the impact of abandoned mine land on flood risk is receiving new scrutiny after devastating floods in the eastern parts of Kentucky left the state with 40 people dead.
Mary Cromer with the Appalachian Citizens Law Center says that while research is ongoing and no definitive link has been found, it's likely more than 100 years of coal mining in eastern Kentucky has destabilized the region's land and led to more harm from the floods. Cromer explains that coal seams within a single piece of land have often been mined multiple times.
The degraded lands issue is often very layered. You often have impacts from, you know, one mine, and then there'll be another mine, and then another mine, and another mine. So you have this kind of compounding impacts that occur.
Nadia Romlagan reporting.
This is PNS. Those 50 and older make up more than half of Wisconsin's registered voters. A new statewide poll shows they want candidates to hear their concerns about issues including inflation.
AARP's 2022 election survey says, along with inflation, taxes and government spending and protecting Social Security and Medicare are key concerns for older voters around Wisconsin. AARP's Lisa Lampkin says while rising consumer costs affect everyone, they're especially felt by those 50 and older. 65% of respondents noting they're worried about their personal financial situation.
The rising grocery prices and folks who are on fixed income actually feel those hits a little bit more. And so I think that's where we can see that inflation factor really driving older voters.
As for statewide races, the poll indicates the contests for governor and U.S. Senate are pretty tight, but Republican candidates do hold a slight edge. I'm Mike Moen.
A Kentucky pilot program launched by Todd County School District and the county's local health department offers free mental health case management services to all public school students. ACCESS program supervisor Abby Dill says anxiety, depression, and self-harm are on the rise among Kentucky kids.
Doing a case management model allowed us to do a needs assessment and really provide wraparound services and work with people in our rural community to tap into services that existed and see where service gaps existed so we could build on those within our program.
Research from the N.E. Casey Foundation shows the state saw a 28% increase in children's anxiety or depression between 2016 and 2020. Recent data also shows 1 in 7 Kentucky high school kids reported having seriously considered suicide. Finally, Eric Kadoff lets us know a popular fishing site on the Columbia River for members of the Yakima Nation has been listed as a Superfund site by the federal government. He reports now comes the hard part.
Toxins near Bonneville Dam at a place called Bradford Island prompted the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to put the area on the national priority list in March. Laura Krasner-Shira is an environmental engineer with the Yakima Nation Fisheries Program. She says the area near Bradford Island is a toxic soup for resident fish, with chemicals like PCBs among the most hazardous.
The take home, when you start to look at all the individual effects of each of these chemicals or chemical groups, is that it really affects multiple systems. It affects multiple organs. It can cause cancer. It's especially harmful to small children.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.